Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. My mic is working beautifully. Beautifully.
Testing, 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 testing.
You know, this week, this Friday and Saturday, we're in Atlanta at the Red Clay Comedy Festival. Friday night, we're doing a live podcast. And then Saturday, we're doing the Nasty show, the last one of the festival. So hopefully it'll be packed. Either I'll host it or close it. And it'll be a lot of fun. In Atlanta, the Red Clay Comedy Festival this weekend. Bonnie, do you have anything coming up you'd like to throw out real quick?
Huh? Well, the Red Clay Comedy.
Well, I mean, besides that, what else do you have?
Well, tomorrow I'm leaving for Calgary.
Alberta. And what's in Calgary?
The YY Comedy Festival. I don't know what it means. Can I just tell you something, though? I was like, somebody put something on Twitter that said something like, oh, Bonnie's very funny, and YY Comedy Festival, and then some other names. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on the other names to see if they were comedians that I knew. And one of the other names was a dentist, and I clicked on it. And then in his profile thing, it said, I sponsor the YY Comedy Festival. Could it the whole thing be sponsored by one dentist?
It could be. Why are they doing a festival?
Why?
Well, the following week, this week in Atlanta, and the following week I'm in Ohio in Cuyahoga Falls at the, what's the name of that place? The funny...
What are you talking about?
Where's that place in Cuyahoga Falls that you did for the crazy Lebanese guy? Funny Farm? No.
I don't remember what it's called.
What's it called? I've worked there for 5 years. It is a lot of fun. Cuyahoga Falls, I'll be there, and I'll think of the name in a second. Real quick, before we get started, we're not going to fight this podcast. Last podcast.
That was fun to do that script that some one of our listeners sent in.
Yeah, that was a lot of work. Does this look familiar to this car, this license plate?
Why, what is it?
That's your license plate.
For what?
For a toll that you blew that I paid.
I didn't blow any tolls.
In New York. In New York, tolls by mail?
I did not blow any tolls.
Oh, okay. How about club owners?
Yes.
Let's make sure. Let's see if this is your car. Or maybe it's my rental car somewhere. I don't think it's a rental car because I didn't... Oh, I did have a rental car in Albany. We're going to go look at the license plate and see if it's your license plate.
Oh, my God. You got me scared. It's like the world is coming down on me.
Well, it should come down on you.
Tickets and stuff. I was driving in the bus lane the other day in New York, and I was like, I'm going to get a ticket. Well, it scared me.
I got to go pick up registered mail tomorrow. That's never good. A letter, right? Oh, registered mail.
No.
What could it be?
I don't know.
I don't know. What can register mail be?
Why are you looking at? Why are you talking like that? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just saying, why didn't you answer the door when they came? Then I wouldn't have this stress.
Well, I didn't hear anybody at the door.
Oh, boy.
Go get it right now.
I can't get it till tomorrow, they said.
Oh.
I'll check on my way. Anyhow, this comic sent us... Here's one of our segments that we love doing on My Wife Hates Me podcast. We like reviewing young comics sets. And this guy goes, I was the one who opened for you the year your house burned down. Oh, that was in...
Thanks for bringing back that memory.
That was in...
That's probably what that registered mail is about.
No, it wouldn't be in my name. It'd be in yours. They're not coming after me.
Oh.
That was 3 years ago, and I was working in Sacramento at Tommy T's.
Call them and ask them if it's over?
Yeah, let's see what this guy... Let's take a look at what he's got.
We said next time we're going to have a thing that we can...
I know. We got to set that up.
Well, why don't I just get the speakers that Raina has at least?
What speakers? Oh, and put them into the phone?
Yeah.
I got speakers. Yeah, go get those speakers. Let's do that.
Can you pause it?
No, I'll talk. Don't forget, this week... At the Red Clay Comedy Festival in Atlanta. It's the first year they're doing it. So let's make it a success. The live podcast, we're not sure who's going to be our celebrity marriage counselor, but there's some great comics there, so we'll find one. The Saturday show will be great because it'll be all the comics stopped in. You know, probably everybody's going to do sets because it's the last show of the night. Everybody will be done. There's a comic on Thursday taping an hour special there. I don't know his name. I got to look it up. He's taping his own hour. He's taping it out. So we're going to put the speakers in. I don't know why you have this.
Okay, I don't...
Oh, hold on. You put it right there. Okay, now. And is this going to work?
I hope so.
Let's see what we got. Hold on. Getting ready to start. Wait, what's the guy's name? Anthony K. How come it's not doing anything?
Maybe these are dead.
Huh? Well, this is not doing anything. Hold on. There's got to be something wrong. They can't be dead. Does this got to go into somewhere? Hold on, folks. We're just having a couple seconds of technical difficulties.
Put it in there.
In where?
Let's see.
In here? I'm plugging my phone in. All right, let's do this. Hold on. Let's try this. Let's see what happens. Folks, don't worry. Just hang in there.
Now it's on.
Let's see. Well, I could plug it into something else. Hold on. Hold on, folks. Don't go anywhere. Please do not leave. We're just getting this together. A lot of people would have had this done in the beginning and had it ready, but we're not like that. We don't like to prepare. We're not people that prepare.
Well, now what are you putting that?
I'm putting them into this computer right here. Well, the lights.
Why don't you just put it on your phone thing?
No, because my phone talk.
I can't. I don't know what to say. Although I will say this, I don't know what you're doing over there. It sounds noisy, but oh God.
Fuck. What?
Oh God.
All right.
I already hate Anthony K for what he's doing to us.
What happened here? What came out?
You're dumb.
I'm dumb? It came out of both of the... Oh, this is fucking stupid. There. Okay, hold on. Go ahead. What were you saying?
It's Halloween, and I think a good Halloween costume, and if people don't do this, they're... I don't know. They're remiss. But you could dress up as the Legend. All you need is like one of those like Cuban shirts and a, and what do you call those hats you wear?
A hat.
Like a
derby.
Like a derby or something. And colorful sneakers. And a beard thing.
All right.
And there you are. People say, what are you? You go, I'm the Legend.
All right, let's play a little bit of Anthony Kay.
The only thing I like doing is driving. And I know...
Oh.
That's not like a popular thing to say. It's not good to say.
All right, let's start from the beginning.
What is he saying? I don't get what he said.
The only thing I like doing is driving.
Driving?
Yeah, but wait, we didn't see what the first thing was. He loves drinking.
He loves drinking.
And I know... That's not like a popular thing to say. It's not good to say. I'm just saying, I'm pretty fucking good at it. I'm all right. I'm all right. I've had a lot of experience since high school. It's fantastic. The awful thing to say, like, here's the thing. Like, I'm not, like, don't get mad at me here. Like, I'm not for it. I'm not going to say, like, go out and do it, right? But I'm not against it. Like, does that make any sense? Like, I'm not against drinking and driving. Like, there's whole fucking groups against drinking and driving. There's whole, you ever heard of MAD? You ever hear that group? Mothers Against Fun, or whatever it's called?
I've heard of MAD. A lot of those mothers lost children from drunk drivers.
I don't think he's that bad. I don't think it's...
Well, we got to give it time. I mean...
Right, he'll get worse. I guarantee you he'll get worse. Well, but as a beginning, I mean...
No, he obviously...
He's got more confidence or more experience than the other people.
Oh, yeah, obviously he's been doing it a while. If he opened for me...
I love drinking and I love driving. Not the most original joke in the world, but it is a joke.
Okay.
Mothers Against Fun. Some thought went into that.
Yeah, but wouldn't he say Mothers Against something D&D?
Well, I kind of like that he didn't. That seems too...
But then it's completely doesn't make any sense.
Mothers Against Fun. You're too literal.
That's what
he's making fun of it. Mother. That stands for Mothers Against Fun. You know, come on. That's better than Mothers Against Donut.
Dipping,
yeah, I mean, whatever.
That's a horrible thing to say. Yeah, like, I really seen, I was driving on the freeway, right? I seen a Dodge Caravan. It had a MAD sticker on it. Like, first of all, if you have bumper stickers on your fucking car, I already don't like you immediately. Like, what year is this?
You like that joke, right?
So she had a MAD...
Not that that's really a joke, but that's something that you would say. If you have a bumper sticker, I don't like you.
No,
You like that kind of thing.
I would say if you had that coexist bumper sticker, I don't like you. The one that has all
you,
the...
You're not going to... I'm saying, listen.
All right.
Asking you more
what?
Generally, that's the kind of joke you like.
Well, I like if there's a joke there.
Oh, my God. You're just so...
Negative.
No, you're literal. You're literal. You're like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that joke. It's like,
well, bumper sticker jokes are hacky. They're like commercials doing
TV.
You
do one?
I don't do a bumper. You name a bumper sticker joke I've ever done.
The coexist.
I don't do that on stage. I've never said that on stage.
Okay.
I said that in a car. I go, look how stupid that is. It's a bunch of...
Okay, all right.
I never said that on stage.
Okay.
I can document.
I
have all my stuff documented. I have all my stuff documented. I mean, I'm not saying he's bad, but so far... Listen, he definitely takes control of the stage. He's definitely... more experienced than anybody we've ever reviewed. You know, he's probably been doing it 5 or 6 years. Because if he opened for me, what, 4 years ago? When did our house burn out? 4 years ago, right?
Uh-huh.
So, you say he was doing it a year. Let's even say a year before that. He's been doing it 5 or 6 years. So, yeah. But, so far, there's nothing that's going, whoa. But there's nothing.
No,
there's
right,
nothing going.
Right.
Ooh, either.
Right.
It's not.
It's
whoa,
right down the middle.
It's not whoa or it's not ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sticker, and I was like, all right. And I drove next to her on the freeway, and this idiot was texting. She was texting on her phone. I was like, what a hypocrite. I swear to God, I got so mad, I almost threw my beer at this bitch. For real.
Well, you saw that one coming, right?
I couldn't believe.
He's doing a big, it looks like he's doing a theater or something.
Well, that's the other thing that's a little bit. These other guys had like open mics. This guy's doing it. He sent us his very best.
He's doing a theater. That's not a comedy club. It's definitely a theater. It might even be a TV show, like some, you know, like
I almost
Puerto
threw my
Rican.
Beer at her. You knew that was coming, right? For the record, Rich is nodding. That's not good radio.
I didn't really know it was coming. I wasn't paying attention. I knew he was going to say something like, you know, in that category, you know.
Right. Right. He needs a better line there.
But the crowd loved it.
Okay. I mean, can I just say something? If he did drive up next to someone, if this is true, Mothers Against Fun, if he did drive up next to her and she was texting, I think he should have a better joke about it, a real thing about it, a real reaction to it.
Like what? He threw his beer at her. That's his reaction.
I know, but that's not real. That's you know that's not real. That's yes, that gets the laugh, but he could go deeper.
He should have said, "I text a cop about her." No.
You're still just doing jokes. I just feel like there's an opportunity to like stop for a minute and really have a moment.
What
really
the
have
fuck
a teachable
are you
moment with the audience. No, I just feel like you could actually do something.
Like what?
More interesting there.
Name something.
It's not my bit. What if I could just do this like.
Well, you're a great writer. You come up, you punch up, you do stuff like that.
I know, but I can't think of it right now. But something about, you know, some more esoteric kind of a thing about a woman who's lost a son and is driving and texting. Maybe she wants to go to heaven too. I don't know.
Oh, I get it. Maybe take it to another level.
Maybe like really think about,
you know,
what's happening here.
You know, maybe she's texting, "I'm coming to see you, Amy."
Yeah. She's writing her suicide note. She's about to plow into this guy. I don't know.
Maybe we should be fucking evaluated.
I'm just saying, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, if you see a car with that, maybe they're suicidal, you know. Maybe that's the thing. Make sure you don't drive too close. Losing a kid is tough.
That's not a joking matter.
No, I'm saying I'm being sincere. Losing a kid is tough.
That I don't joke suicide. About that. This has got to be a TV set.
Okay.
This has got to be some kind of TV show, because the way the stage is lit, it's a theater. There's, you know, they're with him. It's probably one of those like Puerto Rican shows or something.
Well, yeah, like that's. Do you think that's a paid audience?
No, that's an audience that came to see like a tape and like El Cabambo Comedy Night or something TV
El
show.
El Cabambo.
I don't know.
That's a great name. Okay.
I bet I can hit her. I got a good arm. Who are hypocrites, man. They really are. And that's not even really the scariest thing, man. Like drinking and driving doesn't really scare me. It really doesn't. Like, I don't know. Like, when you're a drunk driver, you have spidey senses for other drunk drivers. You really do. Like you know other drunk drivers on the road. Like, if they're driving down the road and it's nighttime and their windows are down, they're drunk. It's fucking 40 degrees outside. Why are your windows down? It's because you're trying to stay awake. I get you. Pound to you. Let's get home. If I can hear your song on the freeway, you're way.
I'm still neutral. You could tell he's been doing it, but there's nothing. I don't know what it is with me in comedy. There's nothing that's jumping out at me.
It's not original enough for you.
There's nothing.
You've heard so much comedy.
That's
at this
probably
point.
My
you
problem.
It, you need it to be more original.
I hear
original.
Too much comedy.
Like it's true. When you do hear somebody doing something you never heard before, it really does make you. Even if the audience isn't liking it, you turn and look and, oh, you know, what's that?
Yeah.
You just, at this point, not that you've seen this guy.
No, and this guy is.
You know, you've seen his bits before, but And he does it well, but it's like, you've heard people talk about drinking and driving.
Yes, he's
You've heard him talk about it in a bad way. You've heard him talk about it in a positive way. You've heard every joke that could possibly be told about drinking and driving, except for the Doug Stanhope is still pretty good.
What'd she do?
He says, you should, like, some people are good at drinking and driving. You should have to take your test. If you take your driver's test drunk, you should be allowed to drive drunk.
Oh,
you
that's
can
good.
Pass your driver's test.
See, that's clever.
But that's like a 20-year-old joke.
See, that's the problem. I've heard every drunk driving bit and every getting high bit. And that's what, you know, it's to me. Now, look, okay, if I were sitting in as a judge or something, I would say, oh, you're obviously a working
polished,
comic.
You're polished, you're great,
you
good
have a
job.
Good delivery.
Yep. Fantastic. Thank you for coming. You're going to move on to the next round.
Nothing too personal yet about them. Nothing really.
Right. I don't need to hear.
I like that. Yeah. I like to hear about people's lives. That's what I like.
Right, right.
But you don't have to be that kind of comic.
Right.
You don't have to. Jeselnik is not that.
Right.
He's one of my favorites.
Right.
Okay. Stanhope is, and he's one of my favorites.
Right.
So let's keep it going. We're not saying bad.
That's insane. Why is your music that loud? But drunk drivers don't scare me, man. They really don't. They don't. Like, young, sober people scare me. Yeah, young, sober driver. Like, look, I'm 26 years old, okay? Like, I know I look 30 as to alcoholism and shit, but... Why'd I just admit that? Young sober drivers.
Well, you admit it. You've been admitting it your whole set that you drink.
Yeah. Also, you've admitted it the last 40 times you were on stage.
Yes.
Oh, why did I? And then you said, oh, why did I admit it? Exactly yeah. as that every time.
But you've been saying you drink.
I heard a guy do one of those the other night where, you know, you make a mistake, but and you correct it. Yeah. Who was it? And I was like, oh, God, that guy has to do it every show.
What's that Kardashian name, the girl? What's her name? Kim. Yeah, that's it. They do it like they don't know the most obvious thing on the planet.
Right.
Every fucking show.
But that's a weird thing. Like, somebody did that on their special where they were like, I don't know. I don't watch that show, whatever it is with all the K's. For your special, at this point, you know the name of the show because you know what I mean? You've worked out that part of it. Who did
Yeah, someone
that?
From the audience yelled to you the name of the show 700 times.
Yes. Yeah. After you've always it's never done it. Sunk in. You never like...
What the heck?
Wait.
What?
It's two men and then there's something else to it. What is that show?
Oh, wait. The queen, she was a queen. No, a princess in a car accident. What the...
That's too far back. You really might not remember that.
I don't know. They could...
No, but this was like one of those things where they go, like, this wasn't it, but it'd be like, so, I had to quit smoking, so I went to a clit smoking clinic. What did I just say? I mean, oh, my God. I couldn't find the meeting. Anyway, no, a quit smoking clinic. It's like those ones where you're like, oh, my God. Every time.
Terrify me, man. Anybody under the age of 30 is fucking awful at driving. Like, they really...
He just said he's 26.
Yeah, no, he's an exception to the rule.
Because he drinks when
he
drives.
Yeah, because he's...
Now, let's not be a hypocrite. Like,
okay. Yeah.
But he might have a good twist coming.
Well, you are. Like, have you ever seen how somebody young drives? Have you ever seen that? This is how they drive, just like this.
This is a visual.
Anywhere they go, how the fuck do they not look at their phones and just end up in another, like, oh, I'm in Oakdale. What the fuck just happened? All scared. I don't understand that. Like, don't look at your phone. Have some willpower, for fuck's sake. Right? That's why I get mad, man. I get angry at people that do that shit. Like, whenever I'm on the freeway... Like, if I'm driving and I see somebody looking at their phone, like, if I look at my rearview mirror and I see somebody behind me in, like, a fucking brand new Beetle or some shit, college kid looking down, doing this one. You know what I do? I fucking give him a good old-fashioned brake check. Slam on my brakes. Watch their eyes light up and the phone hit the windshield. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, that feels good.
Do you really brake on the freeway? Do you? Would you?
If I see somebody behind me using their phone, I will.
I would.
I will risk. I will risk my own insurance to correct somebody.
Well, usually when you're on a freeway, you're going, what, 70 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you do see someone behind you on the phone, the only way to discourage them from doing that again is to stop short.
Yeah,
on
and
the
hopefully
freeway,
they'll screech to a halt, and spin around, kill four or five other people. Hopefully, that mothers against fun one too.
Yeah, and then you can
there's
just
an eight car pile up, and then you, and he's like, "I did my job."
Then you could drive away and take another sip off your beer.
Yeah,
just you could down, you could reach over to the back and pull out another bottle.
And that's just how I do.
You can just, I'm telling you, these young kids today.
These young, I mean, I'm also young, but I'm saying other than me, everyone else.
Like I don't drink coffee, but that shit gets my day going, for real. That shit feels amazing when you see someone almost die. It just...
Whoa, that's it.
He's callous. He doesn't care if people die as long as it's funny.
And the thing is, when I compare major car accidents and highway collisions, I'll usually compare it to not drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Like
no, no, yeah. No, no. He's saying, you know, he could easily have been like, hey, I don't take methamphetamines, but this.
How do you turn this off?
Exactly the same.
Look, here's the thing.
Feeling.
He's you got to turn it off. The lights are still on.
All right, calm down.
He's obviously one. His stage presence was
he
great.
He could be a good comic.
Very likable.
He might be
very likable.
Let's talk about the positives.
No, I'm going to talk about the positives. Because he's very likable. You know, good movement on stage. He had good energy, what they say you need. I don't know about that. I mean, I like just sitting down. But
he seemed to connect very well with the audience.
Obviously, it was a TV taping or something. It was a theater or it was some kind of...
Right. So it's not fair to judge him against the other guys that we were...
No, I'm not at all, because those guys were doing open mic nights and they were new comics. This guy has been doing it, I say, 6 years, seven years. I'll say seven.
Well, he's 26. He can't be doing it that long.
Oh, okay. Well, if he opened for me 4 years ago, he didn't. That wasn't his. He just didn't start.
But let's say 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. 5 years and a month and a half.
Okay.
5 years and 6 weeks.
Got it.
He's been doing it 5 years and 6 weeks.
Come on.
So,
what's his name?
At 5 years, something K. What was his name? Hold on. Let me look again. Hold on. Let's find his name. Anthony K.
Anthony K.
Now here's the thing too. You could tell he's kind of
like if you went and saw him do a show, you would not be upset about
it. No, if he was the headliner, you wouldn't go.
Well, even if he was a headliner, you'd be fine.
Well, it depends if it was a comedy club or a one nighter. You know, I don't know if he's a headliner. I don't know. You know, he can middle easily, easily. He's definitely from kind of like the urban. I would say the urban genre of comedy, because he doesn't.
Sorry, say that one again.
The urban genre.
Genre.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. No. I thought you were gonna say genre, which is
what
the category. But that's fine. I don't know what the genre is.
Genre. I said genre.
No, you didn't. You said genre, which I think is a showrunner for ABC.
No, I said genre.
No, you didn't.
But I would say he's from the urban genre of comedy, because he doesn't use his last name. He uses K.
Oh, that's what your tip-off is?
Well, a lot of the urban comics go by just an initial. Mm. Did you notice that ever?
No.
Well,
no,
I did.
I don't put out any energies at all towards knowing or understanding the urban side of comedy.
A lot of comics that use just, or they're on the lam.
Oh.
Or they owe money.
Oh, or the they police don't want are, people to find out.
They don't want the
Comedy's
police to know
that they're, for them to go.
That they're working in town.
No one will ever know.
So it's his K.
No one will ever hear of him again.
You know. I would use him. If I owned a club,
uh-huh,
I would easily hire him to middle.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't put him before just a regular monologist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I would put him before like a high energy act.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever.
Okay, whatever. He's fine.
He's fine.
I give him a fine.
I give him a fine too. I give him an okay. An okay.
I think I like the guy who did the MapQuest things best so far.
What one was that?
He was from Boston.
What did he do?
I don't know. He just would do stuff about wherever he, like, remember we were making fun of him because he was, I don't remember. Chris Munger was another one. I don't remember all these guys.
There's a couple of them, but we send us some of your open mics. Send us the new stuff, the new guys, the new gals.
New guys.
Gals, we haven't any ladies sent us any of their stuff.
Oh, God. Because you know why? You can't, as a woman, be in any way critical of another woman right now. We're living in a time where you cannot be critical of another woman. Otherwise, you're somehow, you're defeating the movement, or I don't know what you're doing, but...
What do you mean?
You know,
we're not too critical of anybody. We said this guy's okay.
If I was as critical to a woman that I was to this guy, it would come across as very like, "Ow, she hates her."
No,
it comes across very mean. Yes,
women, ladies, one lady.
Well, on the radio show when we have women on, I always feel like I can feel the tension that, like, because women are very, you know, whatever. They're nice to each other, and it's fine. It's good. I like that part of it, but...
I was in Minneapolis over the weekend, so I'm doing radio out there, Tom Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who comes in to do radio? Tom Segura at the other club.
OMG.
And I put my foot down.
On his?
I said, stop your podcast now.
Yeah.
Before we take you to court. I know you've been doing it first.
Right.
I know you started
it before us.
I know you started before us. However...
We have a poster.
You know, we have a poster. And we do live shows.
Yeah.
We do live.
Do live shows?
I don't know. But he surely sells a lot of tickets.
What did he say?
He was a really nice guy. It was a pleasure meeting him.
Oh,
he's a nice guy.
Oh, damn it.
Why? You thought he'd be an asshole?
What?
No, he was funny. The guy called in that's on that sitcom, the Chinese or Korean guy that's on...
Ken?
Dr. Ken. Is that the
Yes.
name? He called in and Tom was funny. Tom was going, yeah, I hope it fails. You know, stuff like that about it. So he was funny. So it was, you know, I mean, not Rich Voss funny on
radio.
No,
he's not a legend.
No, I mean, on radio, I'm at another level than all of them because I do so much radio.
Right.
I do so much radio.
Yes.
You know, these guys, these young guys, these
They
Toms.
Think they know what they're doing.
No, he was good. He was good.
But they're no Rich Voss.
And Dave Mordal.
I like how even when I try to agree with you, you somehow still get it wrong. You're like, no, he was good. I'm like, no, but he's no Rich Voss. Hey, these guys they can't help it. They're, you know, it's like,
they're good kids. They're good. They're young, good kids. God. I like them. They're not me.
I'm so hungry right now.
And Dave Mordal, I did, you know, he's on the show.
Oh.
He's always being negative. Mr. Negative. He
says
to me.
That's his whole thing.
He goes, yeah, I got a year to live. I go, what? He goes, yeah, they told me a year. His smoking. Because remember my, you know how I couldn't breathe. I got
you
a year.
You got lung cancer?
He said emphysema.
Oh.
He goes, I got a year.
Oh.
I go, yeah, really? He's so full of shit. He talks to him like, I quit comedy. He always says he quit comedy.
But isn't he?
But some places tell me he's done comedy.
Oh.
He didn't quit comedy, but he still does comedy. Got a year to live. I go, leave me some stuff. You got a lot of stuff. Leave me some.
That's how you responded to him?
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about, the difference between the ladies and the men's.
What?
Because you couldn't say that to a girl. You'd have to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Well, he's still smoking. The guy couldn't breathe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He couldn't fucking breathe 10 years ago, and he's still smoking.
It's an addiction.
Well, guess what?
It's killing him.
Take fucking control of your life, people. You see it. It's obvious. Yeah, that's that addiction is a motherfucker, cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still on nicotine. I'm still addicted to nicotine.
We know, yeah.
But I'm not
smoking.
We're
aware of that.
I'm not smoking. And don't think I don't want to. Don't think there's days I don't fucking want to. You know?
Smoke?
Yeah. Today I was playing golf with two guys and they were smoking. I'm going, God damn, that Marlboro looks good.
Ew. You'd hurt your throat so bad.
I wouldn't hurt my throat. I was a smoker.
Yeah, but now your throat doesn't know that. Your throat can't remember that.
My throat?
Your throat is all pink and nice again. It's like...
Do you think I'm all cleared up?
I think you're cleared up.
I hope I don't have anything from years ago.
You do rebuild. I mean, if you quit smoking, your lungs start to...
Yeah, they come back.
Come back.
They come back 2 hours later when you quit.
No.
Yeah, I read it online.
Oh, well, then that's correct.
I have anxiety medicine that I take once in a while. When I have anxiety, it's green clonazepam or whatever it's called. It's generic or... I could read it, colons. I don't know. All I know is people go, oh, that stuff is, you know, I guess anything strong if you abuse it. Bonnie found one in the dryer the other day and said, what's this?
I looked it up and the first thing that came up was HIV pill.
Why would it come up?
Because I put in the color and the size.
Oh, you didn't put in the name?
I couldn't see the name on it.
Oh.
I couldn't read it because of the dryer, I guess. The washer and dryer had eroded it to some degree.
Well, so a small green pill?
Yeah.
Is HIV pill?
Yeah.
Because there's only like a couple colors when it comes to pills. Green, blue, maybe red, white.
I was like, if you had HIV, you would definitely talk about it constantly.
Why would I talk about it? It would help get me work.
You would be like, no, well, I feel shitty. I have HIV. What? God. You go to the doctor all the time. You do go to the doctor all the time.
Yes.
No.
Bonnie calls me because Bonnie's been doing a lot of medical practice. Today she called me and said, you know, why you're sniffling so much? From golf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is. It's ragweed season.
Well, you always blame me.
Well, it's cold too at night. That gives me the sniffles.
I like sleeping when it's cold at night.
I can't. I like sleeping when it's warm.
Who does? No one does. If you look at any article. Your body needs to cool down to go to sleep. That's how it knows it's time.
Why don't you do the rest of this podcast topless? I'll pull down the shade. Look at those. Oh, my God. She's doing it with her breast out. She's top. Want me to put it on Periscope?
No.
Why not?
Don't be dumb.
Look at that. Look how firm those bad boys are.
You can talk about it. I mean, you can look
She's
at them,
doing
but you can't
her
talk
podcast. She's doing this podcast topless.
So what?
Like,
will
you do it completely naked?
No.
Why not?
I don't like being naked.
Huh?
I don't like being naked.
This is getting me excited. You know what happens when I get excited?
Ugh, rape.
So we're at 35 minutes. We got 10 more minutes.
Well, let's talk about what we did Red Eye last night. That was fun, right?
People love doing
it because you want to get paid. You don't get paid to do Red Eye because it's news or something. And
I don't like that.
Stop. No touching.
I want to play with your nipples.
No, it hurts.
It doesn't
hurt.
You
don't know how to do it right.
I do. Watch. Look.
Uh-huh. No, stop.
Look, I'll twist. I'll go like this.
No.
Blah, 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 blah.
Leave me alone. So, yeah, but we did it, and it was really fun.
Yeah, we got like 10,000 tweets of people were very. I think they're gonna want to hire us for something. What do you think?
You on the show made some reference that they should hire us as weekly.
I said
stop. Don't take a picture.
I can't.
Put it down. I won't do it anymore. That's awful.
I could take a picture of you with
that
podcast.
Awful. That is awful.
You're my wife. Why is it awful having a picture of my wife's breast?
Because you don't do that.
I wasn't going to post it.
So what? I don't want it on your phone? Are you kidding me?
I take pictures of my penis sometimes and keep them. I always delete
them.
You
know what? I think it's wrong. Raina goes through our pictures and looks at them. She's going to see it. Forget it. Don't.
She did something perverted last night. Said something gross. When I said something and she pointed like that or something to my penis or something. She's so. What are you laughing at? You teach her that stuff.
I don't teach her.
You
do. Family Guy. She like learns.
No.
She was watching a Family Guy the other night. We were driving. I had a show in Brooklyn, and I was listening to it, and I was like. At some point, I was like, what am I letting my 8-year-old... Like, Raina, you have to pick another Family Guy. That one's, like, so sexual.
Yeah, she pointed.
It was about, like, about... Meg had a boyfriend, and her mother made out with him, and... Oh, my God.
Her mother made out with a boyfriend?
Yeah, with Meg's boyfriend.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, that's sexy. Even in a cartoon.
It was like...
I never got anybody's mother.
I did.
You probably had someone's dad, right?
No. I mean, I'm sure at some point in my life I fucked somebody's dad, but I'm just saying. No, I did not. Like in high school, fuck somebody's dad or something.
You did?
No.
College?
No.
Did you? You fucked me. I was someone's dad when you fucked me.
Right, see?
There you go.
There you go.
So the tweets on Red Eye were...
Come on, stop. What? Just talk about something interesting.
Well, talk about Red Eye. You told
her. Did you enjoy doing it?
Yeah, I had a good time. It was
fun. You like being on
TV? Well, I like Tom. I've known Tom for how many years? You know, I mean, I've known Tom forever. And I'm glad
Mike
that...
Mike Moynihan? I don't know if that's how you say
it. He seemed like a nice guy.
He's great. He's laughing.
Yeah, he's good.
He's funny.
What's this here? Who's this?
What?
I am still listening and heard your response to my original email. Bonnie will never refer to her as your wife again. Lots of laughs. I hate people that put who think they say something funny.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Makes well, what very, is it from?
I don't know. Let's see. It's the gun guy.
Oh.
Oh, this is a long one. I can't read it now. I got to read it later.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's a gun guy.
Thanks, everybody.
No, we're not done. We still got like 8 minutes. Jesus, let's get this together.
Well, think of something to say.
I've run out of things to say.
Well, then you don't just keep going. Then if you run out of things to say,
you
say,
can't
"Hey,
stop."
Sorry for the short one.
No, no, no. We just reviewed one guy, and it wasn't even a good review. He sent us the best goddamn set of his life.
We did the cop show. You could talk about that.
You could talk. All right, go ahead. Talk about it. You were there, too. You were there. I was. I can't always carry these things.
It's called My Wife Hates Me.
Stop
me
using that.
Me is the subject.
Stop using it as an excuse. Do it. We did Collins.
You love talking.
Not this week, I don't. I want to fool around after I saw your breast. Something about your breast gets me crazy.
Oh, come on.
Take your hair down again and put your breasts out. Once you take your hair down, yes.
Stop. It's embarrassing.
What's embarrassing?
Everything about my life.
Get out of here. You're getting all kinds of offers and you're like, they're using you for everything. And you think because you're old, you don't get stuff. You're getting tons of stuff. You look good. Look how good you looked on Red Eye last night.
It's a hair and makeup. They're good.
You fucking, you decked out. Like, and I realize you don't even tell a lot of jokes on the show. You just keep going with whatever. I like that. You just attitude. I like that.
Honestly, normally I write a lot of jokes for the show, but I didn't yesterday because A, I didn't have time, and B, you were going to be on it, and I just knew it would be easier. To just, you will say something and I could just make fun of you.
I used one of my oldest bits from...
I know.
And they used it. They asked me, should we use it? I go, I don't... I go, look, I done that on TV 20 years ago. 15 years ago. I go, I don't care. I mean, everybody in the world... I mean, people were quoting it.
They were? I wonder if they used when I said cunt. But they bleeped it, but...
Yeah, I don't think they put cunt.
No, but...
I like Shalou. I like him as a host. I like the other guy as a host. You know, they both were fun to do it with. I think Shalou knows us better because from comedy. So I think that last segment went very well. And I thought he was good. I thought the whole experience, the lady was good. She was funny for, I mean, she's a financial analyst on Fox. She was funny.
I don't think on Fox.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the other guy,
Michael Moynihan.
You keep saying him. Are you in love with this guy?
No, because what happened was is that I did Red Eye with him a couple times, and he was really nice and funny and stuff. But then I just started reading this book called So You've Been Publicly Shamed. And he's in the first, like, three chapters, the guy talks about him.
Why?
Because there was a guy that wrote a book that Michael read, and Michael realized it'd been plagiarized, or that it was, the guy had attributed quotes to Bob Dylan that weren't true. And so Michael Moynihan called the guy and said, I know this isn't true, or whatever. And because Michael's a journalist, and it blew up. It kind of became this big deal, which I didn't know any of it the first couple times I met him. But it's just weird when you're reading a book and you know the person that's in the book, but you didn't know that's not why you picked up the book.
Did he write a book too?
Michael?
Yeah.
He may have. I don't know. He didn't write this book. This book is a different journalist that's just telling the story.
I mean, he was saying that Dylan said these things?
No, a different author.
Yes. Quoted Dylan, but
Dylan
never even said those
never
quotes?
Never said them. And Michael knew it because Michael's a big Dylan fan, I guess, or whatever. And he called the guy and he's like, I want to see.
But why would the guy say Dylan said these things instead?
I don't know. He's just a lazy sort of pop psychologist journalist, I guess.
Oh.
Anyway, the guy got publicly shamed. And that's what this whole book is about. So it's going through all these people. It's a pretty fascinating book about, you know, we live in a culture where everybody's like, stop shaming. But those same people who are saying stop shaming, they're the worst ones. With Twitter and social media, they really shame people. They shame people out of jobs. They shame people out of everything.
I don't like call it shame. I call it snitching and ratting.
Well, because what happens is that everybody piles on then, so.
Yeah, they're fucking, you know what they are? They're,
but they're
fucking
like,
opportunistic.
But they're like, no slut shaming, but it's like, you know, now there's going to be a thing. Like, I think, like, there's no internet shaming. Like, that's going to be a thing now. But.
Oh.
It's just like this weird, it's like it's going back to the days of when, you know, there was like public shaming was a thing, you know, in a way. It's like the world never really changes that much. You just have different ways of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I, years and years ago, when I was a drug addict, we used to go to this bar, TJ's Hideaway in South Plainfield. And it wasn't one of my main, but they played darts. It was a good hamburgers. And I passed them bad checks. You know, they were care. And they had behind the bar a list called the Absolute Deadbeat List.
And you were on it?
I was on it. I was, you know, because I fucking owed them money.
Right.
And people would come up to me in other bars and go, you're on the fucking deadbeat list at TJ's Hideaway. You know, and I was a fucking deadbeat.
You're publicly shamed.
I was publicly shamed.
Well, even now, there's like a new sort of wave of judges that, instead of putting people in jail or giving them fines, they shame them. So it's like you have to wear a sandwich board or do something like that. Like, I stole money. You have to do walk around a block for a week or something with a sandwich board. So shaming is part of the culture. So those people that are like, stop shaming, stop fat shaming, stop slut shaming, stop. It's like, you know, go fuck your mother.
I know. Quit.
Don't have time for this shit. That's like.
Guess what?
Why don't you mind your business?
If it's funny, then we'll talk about it.
I also have a theory that, and I know this is a. Should I even say this out loud?
What?
Well, I think kids don't have any hardship. Really, a lot of kids don't have any hardship growing up.
What do you create? Obviously, you've never been to some of the inner cities. And places they don't have libraries or school lunch. I mean, kids growing up without fucking breakfast. And,
okay.
You know.
I will concede to the point. I guess like.
White kids in rural.
In urban, not, is it urban?
Urban's black.
Suburban.
Suburban. In suburbia.
In suburbia, they get what they, you know, they. But they've
and that's not
there's
even
no bullying or anything, like nothing's allowed. So they don't know how. I feel like kids don't know how to, like, if bad things happen to them or if they're being bullied, they have no skill set now.
They get
to
bullied.
Deal with that.
They get people made fun of Raina's watch.
Oh, that's bullying? Are you kidding me?
No, well, what's bullying? Making fun of somebody?
No, bullying
for
is when it's like a fucking constant harassment.
Yeah, we used to do that to kids, and it was horrible.
I don't remember any bullying.
I
got made fun of and stuff, but I don't know. I don't remember there being bullying in our school.
Well,
like where we would like gang up on people.
I'm going to write a bit about it.
Was the one being bullied, and I just didn't notice. I mean, people did try to pick fights with me and stuff.
I mean, I was a bully, you know, when I had somebody on my side, and we were bullied. This one guy, I'm going to write this bit about it, and we all bullied Ralph at the bus stop, and one by one, he beat us all up. And then it was my turn. I knew, and I was scared to death. I wouldn't even go to the bus stop. I'd go to another bus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the same bus. Whatever. But he blackened my eye, too.
Oh, I thought you somehow got out of it.
No. Ralph beat everybody up that was bullying him.
I love it. It's like a Dirty Harry movie or something.
Yeah, it was crazy. The only one he didn't beat up was Stanley.
Why?
Black. And Stanley was tough. Stanley was like my best friend.
Why didn't Stanley help you? He's like,
sometimes you gotta learn a lesson.
That's right.
Sometimes I can't be there the whole time for you, pal. One time he did. He helped me. Many times he helped me.
See, that guy who was bullied, he learned how then to defend himself. And I bet you he went on. He's probably either in prison now or the head of he's, you know, some CEO at some company. I don't know which way that would go.
Who, the kid Ralph?
Yeah.
Well, Marshall, another kid we bullied, came to see me at a club. I think it was in Arizona or somewhere.
Oh, my God.
What? The one I apologized to on Facebook or said, come see me?
And then you didn't know who he was, and he sat in the front row, and you fucking destroyed him. Can you imagine?
All right, we did enough time.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Wait a second.
What? I'm so hungry.
We're going to fool around.
I haven't eaten at all.
I know one thing you're going to eat in a few seconds.
No, come on, please.
Yes,
let me have food.
Huh?
Can I have actual food?
You're going to get some food.
I don't have time. I got to do my hair.
I got to
pack and stuff. I'm leaving tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.
You got time.
I'm actually leaving at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
All your bags are packed. You're ready to go.
No, they're not.
You're leaving at 5?
Whatever. I'm getting up at 5.
Who's picking you up at the airport?
The festival.
Are you meeting any guys up there?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Oh, man. I got a whole gang of them.
Who?
I'm telling. It's a secret. I'm not going to tell you who I'm cheating with.
Why not? Some Canadian comic, right?
I'm not playing this game. So
I'm just asking. Is
my
sister's
coming. My sister's driving from Edmonton to Calgary to meet me.
She's going
to
cancel.
Out. Maybe not.
It's a long drive.
Yeah, well.
How far is it?
I don't know. 3 hours.
3 hours? Is she going to watch your YY festival show?
I don't fucking know. I would assume if she's driving there, she would.
Are you headlining?
Yes. I might have to do TV tomorrow. CTV.
What's that? Canadian TV?
Canadian TV.
Well, you're going to knock it out of the box like I'm going to in about a minute.
All right. Goodbye.
This weekend, come
in Atlanta
to the Red Clay Comedy Festival. Next weekend, I'll be in Ohio at Cuyahoga Falls at the Funny Stop Comedy Club. Funny Stop Comedy Club. This weekend, Atlanta. Next week, Ohio. Come on out. Thank you for listening.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.